Congratulations, you found the Thou Shall Have the Power To cache, just outside of Fredericksburg, Virginia, at the encampment for Union soldiers. Please feel free to take one of the glass compasses. Feel free to leave something small behind in its place, and listen closely to these voices from the past. We ask that you reassemble this gravesite as you have found it for the next adventurer. Then roam freely and safely at your leisure as you finish your audio experience. Thank you.
Francis. Francis.
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yes, of course.
What's wrong?
Truly, just a few memories from the last time I was here.
You're a good man, Francis.
I am a fortunate man. Lucky.
They were good men, too. And he must have been special. Who buried him?
I did.
That's very noble of you, Mr. Stevens. What was his name?
I do not know.
You do not know his name, but you buried him. Was he not a friend?
He was just a runaway slave.
A slave? Why did you bury a slave?
Because he fought nobly. Because at that point, he had earned it.
A slave fought with you. John Frederick let that happen?
It was not a formal affair. No one appealed to the colonel, especially over something so insignificant. There was no time. He was found the night before we were set to attack. Tensions were high, everybody was anxious. Some of my men found him. He was brought to me. I suppose I could have let the decision go up the chain, but I did not. I did not have much of a choice.
What do you mean, Francis? You are a kind man. You could have let him go.
I could have, but he stood there. Believe me, Mary, it was extraordinary. He was not fighting us or struggling. He stood there, still in shackles and tattered clothes, and met my eye. This colored boy was brave enough to run. Braver still to stand there like a man. Some of my men said we should return him. Others did not think it wise. He could divulge information about our army. It was either fight with us or be turned back in.
This was when?
Winter of 62. Fredericksburg.
Was not Lincoln's order...
It was war, love. It was either fight with us or be turned back in. To be honest, if we were in a simple march and not about to fight, I believe we would have him returned to his owner. I would have returned him to his owner. I did not ask what he wanted. I told him he would fight. Part of it. I was an officer. I couldn't ask if someone wants to do something. I could only tell them to do something. They do it because I tell them to do it. But I do not think I even considered his life. He had not exactly volunteered for this. And I was not about to ask a nigger what he wants to do in front of my men. They were not so happy to give a colored a weapon. I was worried as well, but he fought bravely. He knew who the enemy was.
Why did you bury him?
We were not supposed to lose. We had more men. We had a plan. I think I thought if he survived the battle the next day, he would be free. But the battle went for days. He ate when we ate. Near us, not with us. He was supposed to walk away. A lot of us were. I remember seeing him fall. I remember us retreating. I remember when we were given permission to retrieve our wounded and dead. I remember my men, those that survived, collecting him as one of our own. We never asked his name, and we did not know where he came from. But we could not leave him to rot in that field. We also could not treat him like our soldiers, so brought him here. A few of my men joined me, and we buried him here. No one cried, but...
But he had your respect.
Yes, he did. It became apparent that we were fighting for the same thing. A more perfect union. We were all fighting for his freedom. For what this country should represent. He took an abstract thing and made it concrete. All that death to make a better country. And we are. It's why I wanted to move to South Carolina. The Union won. This country will grow and become better now. Mary, there are colored senators and representatives from all across the South now. Progress like that cannot be stopped. It was not in vain. All those deaths were not in vain. He didn't die in vain.
I said it before and I'll say it again. You are a good man, Francis.
And you are a wonderful woman.
And a wonderful wife.
And a wonderful wife.
And a wonderful mother.
And a wonderful mother. Thank you for coming all this way with me. I am so very grateful.
It was the boys' first trip, and while they've spent the entire time playing, they will remember this, and I'm happy to be here. We will make good on your resolve. You help the South, I will work on our big family.
We have to have a few more children to be considered big, especially by Southern standards. Mary Noel Carpenter Stevens, why are you smiling so? Mary?
We may be a bit closer to that Southern family standard.
Mary? Are you?
Yes. Yes, I was trying to find the right time to tell you, and this may not be it, but when he is born, like Henry and William, he will look up to and love his father, and all that his father has fought for. He will be kind and good and fair, like you. And maybe, if you are comfortable with it, we can name him Francis. Francis Noel Stevens. He will do great things. They will protect each other, William and Henry and Francis. We will teach them nothing is more important than family. And our family will become great. And they will have their part in making this union great.
I do not know what to say. I love you, Mary.
I love you, Francis.
Thank you for listening to Thou Shall Have the Power To. The gravesite you began near was very close to the Union headquarters during the Battle of Fredericksburg. While there was some dramatic literary freedoms taken with the story, facts do remain. Francis Kirby Stevens did fight for the Union Army as a lieutenant during the Battle of Fredericksburg. After the war, he and his wife, Mary Noel Carpenter Stevens, relocated to Aiken, South Carolina, where Francis Noel Stevens was born. Francis and her brothers would later be connected with the Hall Mills double homicide. For more historical context about that case, please visit the cache description in the GeoCache app or the Thinkerian Verse website. This ghost hunt was brought to you by Thinkerian Verse. If you like this hunt, try to find our 9 other geoghosts waiting for you in New Jersey, New York, Virginia, Texas, and even Venice, Italy, all in locations relevant to the Hall Mills murder mystery of 1922. If you'd like to learn more about the lives of the characters in this famous double homicide, check out our podcast, That's How the Story Goes, available for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or by visiting our website, thinkeryinverse.org, where you can also donate to the artists of Thinkery in Verse, if you wish. Either way, happy hunting.